The Mountain Accord began as a multi-agency collaboration to conserve areas of the Wasatch Mountains and deal with transit and transportation issues. Summit County in 2015 signed on to a three-year commitment to pay $50,000 for 3 years. Council Chairman Robinson said the new incarnation of the Accord, the Central Wasatch Commission, consists of Salt Lake City, Salt Lake County, Sandy City, and Cottonwood Heights. He said the plan has been that the group would appoint a representative for the Wasatch Back, and it's been assumed that will be Park City Council member Andy Bierman. On Wednesday, a so-called interlocal assignment assumption and consent agreement came before the county. Robinson said that's happening now that the Central Commission has weathered some internal strife.
The purpose for this assignment agreement is to say that we will now assign our pledge that was formerly to Mountain Accord to the new commission. That interlocal has in it provisions that allow us to withdraw at any time, and we are then relieved of any pledges that we have not yet made. So we can't recoup monies we've already paid, but we can withdraw.
Council member Roger Armstrong said the proposal would mean they're not in the commission, but they're paying into it. And he said despite talk that a Wasatch Mountain tunnel is not in the plan, there are still references to it in Accord provisions. In reply, Robinson said the references are mostly to links between Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons, and while the plan would consider a wide range of options, he said, they would be non-auto-based. Robinson said it wouldn't be right to withdraw now since the process has resulted in $400,000 going to Summit County for the alternatives analysis study looking at Interstate 80 and Highway 224. Councilmember Kim Carson said she agreed with Robinson.
I believe it's part of our commitment that we made over a year ago, and that was part of that commitment is doing the study. And now that we have that study underway, I agree with Chris that it would be disingenuous for us to leave at this point.
In the past, some have expressed concern about what Sandy City wanted in the process. Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas, formerly a state legislator, noted he was one of those.
I said at the beginning that Sandy City wanted to put light rail through the Cottonwoods, punch a hole into Park City. I've not changed that. That's still what they want, and now it's a smaller group. They're still one of the four members.
Council member Doug Clyde agreed with that, prompting some conversation with Robinson and Glenn Wright. He said for Sandy and its mayor, the Accord has been a device to get a transit link up the mountains.
A way for Sandy to get us all on board to appear to be one solid group that was going to get hundreds of millions of dollars of public money to build a tunnel through to Park City.
I think that's an oversimplification.
I don't doubt that that was the original reason, and it may be still in the back of somebody's mind, but I think it's worth our while to be at the table and to make sure it doesn't happen.
We're not at the table.
At least to see what's happening.
We're not at the table, and the person who is proposed to be at the table ran for mayor on the position that the tunnel could be built in 5 years. That was his position. I was there.
In the end, Robinson argued for a principle behind continuing the funding.
I don't think we need to rehearse all of the parade of horribles that may or may not come from this, because we're not able to affect them. This decision doesn't have great bearing on that. It's more of on a principle basis of whether, now that we've gotten significant benefit out of this $400,000 study, we will, whether or not we want to continue to live up to our pledge. All along, we've had the right to terminate. This is another juncture where we can say we terminate.
Summit County Council Chairman Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.